How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're dealing with a very interesting passage here in John chapter 8. We've taken a look last time about the Lord Jesus Christ dealing with these folks here in John chapter 8, that it says in verse number 30, and as he spake these words, many believed on him. The Lord speaks about him not being a freelancer. He's been sent from the Lord, from the Father, and he's doing the will of the Father. What he sees the Father do, he does. What he hears from the Father, he says. And so there are these folks that say that they believed on him. And as he spake these words, verse 30 of John 8, as he spake these words, many believed on him. The Lord speaks to him and says, if you continue my word, then it'll prove that you're my disciples indeed. And a disciple that continues in the word indeed will become knowledgeable of the truth, and that knowledge of the truth will make you free, will make them free. And so we've challenged here in the broadcast, you know, are you one that claims the name of Christ? Are you one that claims to be saved, but there's no word of God in you? There's no pursuit of the word of God. There's no knowing of the truth, and thereby there's no freedom. These folks here, they said that they believed, but then the Lord begins to challenge them. He says, the truth will make you free. And they said, well, we've never been in bondage. The Lord says, I'm not talking about your fleshly heritage and ancestral line. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about whether you've ever been a slave or not. I said, I'm talking about spiritually about sin. Whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. He said, the Lord abides in the house forever, and there's going to be a change in the sinner, and the sinner's not going to pursue after sin like he did before he was saved. And so he says in verse 36, the Son therefore shall make you free, and ye shall be free indeed. There will be freedom from that. Not sinless perfection, but there'll be a desire to pursue that which is good and that which is right. He clarifies in verse 37 about knowing that they're Abraham's seed. He said, but the problem here is that you say you believe, but you seek to kill me. They despise the Lord. They despise his word. They despise his ministry. And they give evidence of that, and that they want to kill him. He knows their hearts. He knows your heart. He knows my heart. And they desire to kill him. He says, you seek to kill me, and the reason you do so is because my word doesn't have any place in you. Verse number 37. He goes on and he says, I'm doing the work of the Father, God the Father, and you are doing what you've seen out of Satan. They make a claim. They say unto him, Abraham's our father. And he said, if you knew Abraham, if you were Abraham's children, you'd do what Abraham did. He wanted the truth. What you're doing is just following right after Satan. So, well, we've not been born of fornication. We've got even one father, even God. Verse 42. He said, well, if you were of God, you would love me because I proceeded out from the Father. You can't understand. He said, why don't you understand? The reason you can't understand is because my word doesn't have any place in you. You're of your father, the devil, and his desires you'll do. He's a murderer, just like you're seeking to kill me. When he opens his mouth, he speaks a lie because he doesn't want the truth. Okay? He speaks of his own. He's a liar and the father of it. He says, I tell you the truth, and you don't believe me, verse 45, and said, who of you are going to convince me of my transgression here and my sin? Who of you can do so? He said, I say the truth, and you don't believe me. If you're of God, you'll hear God's words. If you don't hear them, you're not the child of God. So, an interesting passage, and we spent some time on it because we just want to emphasize that point. There's many, many people today that claim to be saved, but the Word of God has no impact in their life. The Word of God has no impact in their heart. There's no desire to pursue and to learn and grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. Grace and knowledge of the Lord. They don't have no desire to learn His Word, no desire to apply His Word. And that being the case, are they saved? If they don't hear, if they can't receive it, if it doesn't mean anything to them. We talked a broadcast or two ago about how Hebrews says that the Lord will chasten His children. And that whole chastening runs the gambit from the still small voice of the Lord and rebuke in our hearts about our disobedience as children to Him, all the way over here to death. I believe that that's manifested in the Scripture. That can be the whole range of chastisement. Maybe the Lord would touch our family, or maybe the Lord would touch our wealth, or maybe the Lord would touch our health. It could be. The Lord can use any of those things. The Scripture bears it out. And so He says here, again, in verse number 31, if you continue in My word, then you are My disciples indeed. A disciple of the Lord will continue in His word, and that continuance in the word will cause him to know the truth, and the truth will set free. The Lord sets us free from wickedness and from sin and self. And so He deals with these people about that. In verse number 48, we pick it up. Then answered the Jews and said unto Him, say we not well that Thou art a Samaritan? Okay, that's a half-breed Jew. That's a Jew from the region of Samaria that was seriously compromised by a king, the king of Assyria, if my memory serves me correct, where he brought in a multitude of people from other nations with their pagan worship and then intermingled them amongst the Jews in that region of Samaria. And they are a mixed up group of people. They are. Refer to John chapter 4. As we considered there about the woman at the well at Sychar, the Lord went to her and saved her. And they were mixed up and confused about many, many things. And they accused the Lord of being a Samaritan. And then he says, worse than that, they bring this railing accusation and hast a devil. Then answered the Jews and said unto Him, say we not well that Thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, you know what? Look out about accusing one who carries the truth of God's word about being devilish. Watch out for that. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor My Father, and you do dishonor Me. So by saying that the Lord was a Samaritan and had a devil was a bad, bad thing. I seek not My own glory. I'm not looking to bring glory and praise to myself. There is One that seeketh and judgeth. He's speaking of the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep My saying, he shall never see death. So here, maybe even the Lord is, by this dishonoring of Him, there is an offense, and rightly so, He should be offended. They've accused Him of being a Samaritan, and He is a Jew, and He is pure, and He is God in the flesh. They accuse Him of having a devil. And so that is just really, really crazy on their part to accuse the Lord of that. He said, I don't have a devil, and I honor My Father, but you're dishonoring Me. This is the Savior. This is the one, the God-man, by whom sinners are saved. Without Him, there's no salvation. The one man, the God-man, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, by which sinners are saved. And they are discrediting Him and dishonoring Him. I seek not My own glory, but there is One that seeketh and judgeth. He says, I'm following the Father. I'm doing what the Father sent Me to do. Verse number 51, verily, verily, truly, truly, essential information that you cannot do without. Mark it down. I say unto you, if a man keep My saying, he shall never see death. What was it that the Lord Jesus Christ came preaching in the beginning of His ministry? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Then said the Jews unto Him, Now we know that Thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and Thou sayest, if a man keep My saying, he shall never taste of death. He said, well, they died, and you say that if your saying is kept, a man will never die. Again, they're looking at the physical, aren't they? Art Thou greater, verse 53, art Thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets? And the prophets are dead. Whom makest Thou Thyself? Art Thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And art Thou greater than the prophets who are dead? Whom makest thou thyself. Said, who are you? Who are you to claim such a thing? I mean, Abraham's dead, the prophets are dead, and they were great men. And you say that if you're obeyed, that if we keep your saying, we'll never see death. Well, they died. And said, who are you? Listen to what he says. Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me. Why? Because of the Lord's obedience. Of whom you say that he is your God. You claim him. He's my Father, and I'm obeying him. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. He said, if I go ahead and succumb to what you accuse me of, I would be a liar. But he is my Father, and I do honor him, and I am following him. But I know him and keep his saying. Verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Oh, boy, there's a whole message that could be preached in that. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Listen, get ready. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, here it is again, I am. The great I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Jesus is the great I am. He is God in the flesh. He is God the Son. Come down, God incarnate, to become the Savior for his people, the Savior for sinners. And here he speaks to them. He's obeying the Father. He's that which the Father has given him to do. He's completing it, following it completely and fully. He is honoring the Lord in all. He is being an obedient son in these things. And they dishonor him. They don't understand him. They don't understand that he's speaking spiritually. Once again, as it was in John chapter 6 that we saw, he's speaking spiritually. He's speaking about spiritual things, and they cannot hear it. They say, well, Abraham and the prophets, they died. And you say that if we follow what you say, we'll never die. Well, they died. Who are you? How are you making yourself to be some great thing? He said, if I honor myself, he said, I'm not going to brag on myself. I'm not going to say anything about myself. He said, my honor is nothing. He said, my Father's honoring me, and we know because of his obedience. And if you say that he is your God, you say you know him, but you've not known him, verse 55, but I know him. And if I denied him, I'd be a liar like you. You're a liar like your father, he had told him earlier. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham, well, the Lord just, the more he speaks, the worse they get. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day and saw it and was glad. And then he tells them, and they said, well, you're not 50 years old. They said, but before Abraham was, I am. Look what it says here. We'll wrap it up. Verse 59. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the midst of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. The Lord Jesus Christ speaking to them of the truth. They claimed to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but they refused and rejected the word of God. Here they go from believing in him to desiring to kill him. How about you? Do you claim to be a child of God, but there's no power of God in your life? May the Lord help us to see the truth of God's word. I see that our time is long past for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.